Hey there, KMA land. Welcome to the Double X Factor, a KMA original created by Spencer Williams and myself, Sandy Edie Hansen. Our aim with this 3-minute bit of info is to contribute to your personal growth efforts and things we're learning along our own paths and evolution. Now, speaking of evolving, I asked Spencer if we could dive into the topic of identity this week. So often we get so wrapped up in the expectations of others of who we should be that we don't allow ourselves the freedom to be who we actually are. In my experience, people only change when they want to change. And that being said, if you're doing true inner work, real self-reflection, looking within for the source of your feelings rather than outsourcing them, we do evolve. Now, sometimes people in our lives don't actually want us to evolve. It makes them uncomfortable, especially if they aren't choosing to grow and evolve themselves. They may say things like, "That's not who you are." But in reality, however we show up is who we are in that moment. Identity is not a static, carved in stone kind of thing. So here's where I find I stumble sometimes around identity. We may have an ideal of who we think someone is or who we perceive them to be. Or maybe they showed us signs or gave us indications at some point in your dynamic with them that they were evolving and it was a match of some sort with your point in the path. Then one or the other of you evolves, does personal growth work, and implements some tools to be even more of your best self while the other person takes a break on that work. Now, we may try to get that person who is not doing the work to get back to our ideal of who we perceive them to be. But that ideal is not who they are now. It can cause you to try everything you can think of to get them to fit back into that image you had of their identity. But unfortunately, you can't change people. They can only choose to do that themselves. Another item that gets me kind of riled up around the topic of identity is when people try to tell me who I am. Again, this is often done from a place of an ideal someone else is holding of my way of being in that moment, and it's making them uncomfortable in some way. There is this meme that I think of in these moments, and it says this: "I am not what you think I am. You are what you think I am." Which kind of sounds like something Bugs Bunny might say to confuse whomever is chasing him, yet it's really valid. Spencer's going to be here tomorrow to weigh in on this topic of identity. And speaking of weighing in, I want to take a look at how weight, both physical and emotional, can cause us to have some identity questions. We often tie our physical body to our identity, but that's not who we are. Age, weight, hard things happen, our thoughts, our past. Wow, we sure do try to make a lot of things into identity that cause us to move away from our authentic selves. More on this when I return on Friday. Till then, later!